Toby and Ashley on the home of Central Florida's most podcasted morning show. And don't forget about the unfiltered version too, where if you missed John Michael Montgomery, Matt Stell, those are some rich interviews right there in the unfiltered version of the podcast.
We also get pretty personal on the show, and tomorrow morning, Obi's going to fill us in on how his young daughters had a unique experience learning about the female anatomy.
I'll do you one even better. You're going to hear from them about what they learned.
This is mind-blowing what they even did.
That's all in the morning, and for right now, let's get into today's podcast. All right, so Ashley was on a boat this weekend, and we're going to get some details as to what that was like. But when you came in, you had some love for the boat captains. And just think about the weather that we've had in the past 2 days, 3 days. I mean, okay, so I own a boat, right? Mm-hmm. Am I a boat captain? I mean,
right. You
know, I don't know about that. I'm a boat driver. But nevertheless, I won't take my boat out. You know, Lake Apopka is so big that it looks like an angry ocean sometimes. And there'll be times where I'll look at the ocean, our little Lake Apopka, and I'll say, not today.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
And that's interesting you say that, yes, because there's boat captains and they're actually certified captains. So, yes, there's a difference between just a driver. And these captains out there, I mean, that work for companies that especially are charter companies, is what we were on yesterday. One of my best friends works for one of these, and we surprised her. But, yeah, he navigated us completely around the weather. I mean, we were in rain, but it was such a big boat that you weren't worried, and I had complete faith in him that we'd be fine. But there are tons of these captains, and over the last year, their business has been booming because people have been wanting to get down on boats, want to go out on the water, want to be out there. So, I mean, we're in an area too, Central Florida. We got two coasts on both sides, east and west coast of Florida. You can go south to the Keys.
What a privilege.
Total coastline where all these captains work out of, whether it's for business or pleasure, because there's a lot of them that are shrimp boats. There's some that are fish boats. You know, all that stuff.
Man, I love that, Ash. And, you know, while you were talking, I wrote this down. I said, you know, we put our lives in your hands,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, not only that, but captains also feel the pressure to give everybody the monetary experience that they spend.
Absolutely.
You know, and then, of course, we rely on your experience while we're out there on the water. You tell us, this is the depth that we're in. This is the land that we're in. Anyways, just know that there's a lot of appreciation from all of us here at K-Nation. The national anthem out to you. Keith Urban, Pink on K92.3, Obi and Ashley. All right, so we just want to start with station business because you're all about that money. We know it. Times are rough for even those of you who times are good.
Yeah.
Man, maybe now's the time to start celebrating and planning your summer vacation out. We know that we're already starting to look at some areas. But y'all, they're booked up already. Like, so maybe another summer staycation.
I think everyone's using their stimulus checks to travel, which the heck, man, get on out there, live your life.
So $1,000, 8 o'clock, we want to go ahead and we want to add on to your money, all right? So Ashley, how was your weekend? Because you were brave enough to go out with the ladies on the boat, even though the weather was still a little wonky.
Yeah, and then you know what? So I was on the coast, the west coast of Florida, and that's why it was even more wonky, because there were alerts all day that, like, 8:30 in the morning yesterday, we get the alert on your phone, severe thunderstorm warnings all day, and I'm like, oh my gosh, because I had this big boat day planned for one of my childhood best friends. She's heading back up. She spends her summers at Lake of the Ozarks. So before she went up there, we're like, we got to plan her like a little bachelorette type thing.
Hey, I wanna give you some love really quick, okay? The fact that you came up with this, like, you told me about this a couple of weeks ago, that she already works for, like, a yacht company or something like
that,
right?
She works for this particular company that took us out, yeah.
But you know how it is when you work for someone or you work for something, you don't get to do that stuff,
you
know?
She had never been on one of the boats for pleasure, ever.
And the fact that you thought to go behind the scenes and to hook all that up, I just thought that that's very thoughtful. Hopefully somebody out there is listening to this and, like, maybe they could do something for their friends. But
well,
go ahead.
Well, thank you. But it was her boss, too. Her boss was even in on it and helped me plan the whole thing, you know, because we needed their resources. We needed a boat. We needed a captain, blah, blah. So yesterday was great. Her fiance ended up being the captain because he works for the company, too. So that was a cool little surprise as part of it. But yeah, dodging the weather, had no fears because he got us around it. And those boats, you know, this was like a 42-foot Prestige, so it had radar on it. So hopefully, if anything was around us, we'd show up on someone's radar. But it was funny because I was the only one, I'm the only one without kids other than the bride-to-be. And so these other girls, it's like, you know, their day out. This was in the St. Pete area. And one of them, I mean, I've known all these girls since like middle school.
Day drinking?
Oh, yes. And then I knew, like, I was like, I got to be responsible because I know I have to drive back to Orlando later. So I stopped drinking like early on. You know, I didn't even mess around with that. I do not mess around with drinking and driving. So I stopped drinking. You know, I ended up having to take one of the girls home. She walked straight into the water off of the boat as it was docked. It was.
And this is one of the moms?
She's a mom. Yep. She was having a grand old time.
Moms go wild.
Seriously. But it was a surprise. The girl was super, super surprised. She was crying. So it was just a cool day. But, you know, that's when you fully feel responsible is when you're like, okay, I have to drive back to Orlando. I have to be an adult. I have to be at work tomorrow.
So hold on. So let me ask you a question. How come you didn't take the day off? Like, you should have taken the day off. You should have been able to drink. And how come you didn't fall off the boat? You don't even have kids.
No, exactly. But that's a thing. That's why they say it's the moms that finally get days off. I can do that any day of the week. They don't get the time away from their kids. And so moms, when they're away from their kids, that's like a thing. They get a little more wild. But yeah, I didn't take off because I know I have a couple days coming off like next month. So I didn't want to go there. We still don't have a producer. So Obi and I are still splitting the work. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to leave Obi in there by himself.
Yeah, but you let me know the day that you need off.
Thanks.
I'll go ahead and I'll recruit my mom.
All right, I'm going to leave. Call your mom now.
With enough heads up.
Heads up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So coming up next, I do want to tell Ashley here how I am realizing what kind of a parent I am not.
Oh.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know if you're going to agree with this, y'all. Okay. But what kind of a parent am I not? Coming up next. K92.3, Obi and Ashley. Man, this weekend was really fun on the air. If you were hanging out with us, whether you were, you know, whatever it was, we had people who were enjoying farmers market time. You had people who were, you know, doing garage sales, people who were just jogging with their jogging community.
Dodging storms.
Yeah. Thank you so much for hanging out with K92.3 as over the weekend we were Kane 92.3. Kane Brown's got a big show coming December 3rd. We'd love, you know what? We're going to continue it. So if you want to go to this Kane show, it's still going to continue with our Kane Quick Mix.
Yeah, so that what you're going to be doing is just listening for a Kane Brown montage throughout the day.
Easy.
And then you'll be caller number 9 to get your tickets. So just know that that's going on all week long.
Okay. So let me tell you what kind of a parent I am not.
And yeah, what's going on with this?
Okay, and let me start by saying, too, that I got some FOMO, okay? FOMO, for those of you who don't know what that is, that's the moniker for fear of missing out.
Right.
And I already have that when it comes to being the type of parent at a sports game with their kid and being, the encourager from the sidelines, right?
Okay.
So, Zach celebrated his first lacrosse game ever.
That's awesome. And he just started lacrosse?
Yeah. So we put him in lacrosse because lacrosse makes them run. Lacrosse is physical. Lacrosse,
yeah.
I love it. It's a little combination between football, soccer. However, we're a little late to the season. So they've already had maybe 4 or 5 games.
Okay.
So Saturday was our first game ever. And, you know, I want to be, like, desperately, I want to be one of those parents who from the sideline are like, yeah, come on, buddy, get it. Come on, Zach, get in the pocket.
Right?
And as I sit there and I look
you're
at all these...
You're not that type of parent, as loud as you are every other day?
I'm not. And, you know, like, I was watching and observing other parents. And I was like, okay, well, Obi, it's okay if you're not, you know, yelling for Zach to do well. This is the first game ever. First of all, he's just understanding the instructions and the rules and, you know, me too. I don't even know what to yell, you know, but like, you know.
Yes, but, go for the goal.
But this mom pops up next to me, and this mom, like, she goes full, I don't know if she was from New York or something like that, but she's like, come on, you got to scoop it up. Scoop it up! And she, you know...
She's very into it.
Yo, I'm trying my hardest not to yell into this microphone, but you know what it is when you're on any sort of a field, whether it's baseball, football, and the parents get involved and the parents start yelling from the sidelines.
So that's very interesting, but you didn't grow up in sports, and I feel like that probably has something to do with it. Because you didn't grow up in sports, you don't understand what's going on and you don't have that passion that these other parents might have on that competitive level.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe because, you know, so you are hitting the root of it is that, so I never did like, you know, I probably did one season of Little League, you know, and my parents never really came to a game. Not that that's a sad thing. I always went with our neighbors. Our neighbors were like big baseball people, like
right.
baseball.
Yeah.
But I never got into it because my parents never got into it.
Interesting.
So here I am. Okay, can I tell you what kind of parent I am?
What kind? Are you silent on the sidelines? No, you don't root for him at all?
No. Okay, so this is the type of parent that I am. And feel free. It's okay if you want to beat up on me for this. But this is who I am. I'm the talker. So I'm the one I'm the one who gets with the other dads, and I'm like, oh, so what's that? You know, and we start BSing
it's
about whatever it is.
Social hour for OB.
And then someone normally has to come to me and like, hey, your son, huh?
Your
son just scored
a
goal. And I'm like, oh, damn it. I missed it.
You know what's interesting, though? Like, I'm not even a parent, but I feel like you're the type of parent that would annoy the hell out of me. If you just sit there and talk the entire time and don't even watch your kid.
It's not even me trying to be that way. That's what happens. It's what happened at Matt Stell at our concert at the barn.
Don't try to change
on Saturday
subject.
Night. I'm just a talker.
This is your kid. So you're not trying to understand anything going on there? You're just going to talk to everybody else?
I do understand. We watched the YouTube video, a 101 YouTube video on lacrosse, so this way I would understand it better.
So are you going to try and be that parent and yell for your kid, or are you just going
to
like...
No, I'll give him, I'll tell him off to the side. You know, like when he comes over, I'll be like, hey, buddy, hey.
Yeah.
Man, you're looking good out there, bro.
I'm sure there's tons of parents that can relate to you on that. They don't want to be that parent. But you should try, because you're loud enough in here. I'm pretty sure you can root for your son.
Amen, right?
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right. So this is pretty interesting, hearing from Chris Stapleton, because we talk about this all the time. Like, we are constantly reminding ourselves, Obi and myself,
yeah,
to remember what you're doing right now, if you're driving to work, if you're getting ready to take the kids to school, because we're here in the studio. You know, we don't know what it's like on the roads all the time. So Chris Stapleton listens to his music in the very same way. He tries to put himself in those spots, whether it be somebody going for a run and putting their headphones in, or a jog. And here's what Chris had to say.
I very much like to listen in a car. I think music is, for the most part, best listened to in a car. Ultimately, most people are going to listen to this thing either in headphones or in their car. And so we make it a point to kind of listen that way. I want to hear things the way that somebody out in the world's going to hear it. Not everybody's going to have $100,000 speakers in a mix room to listen to things.
Golly. Isn't that such a good point, though? It really is.
Well, and it is true how, you know, okay, so in my iPhone earbuds, those sound completely different than my truck stereo sound system.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very interesting. Love that they like really look into those things and how we as music fans are going to hear it.
Research.
Now, Kane Brown, you guys, this was such an exciting announcement this past week that he's coming to Orlando December 3rd, yes, of this year, in person, going to be a live show. And we're getting you there. Tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. So this is win them before you can even buy them. All week, here's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be listening for this Kane quick mix, and it's going to be a little montage of some Kane Brown songs. So you're going to hear like 3 or 4 different Kane songs, just short clips of them sometime throughout the day. So we're eventually going to have that on the app for you, where you can go and find the exact hours we're going to play it, for those of you that want a little head.
Yeah, making it really easy.
Heads up. But we're not going to tell you the exact time. So you got to be listening closely for when that plays, and you're going to have some Kane Brown tickets. And then today's our very last day for our K92.3 Frontliner with Blake Shelton. We did that all next week. So 7:25 this morning, we're going to hear from our last Frontliner as we get ready for Blake to take over Ole Red Orlando.
The Obi and Ashley podcast is brought to you by All American Solar, where you can harness the power of the sun to power your home or business and free yourself from ever-rising power bills.
While helping the environment, you can schedule your free estimate today by calling 386-GO-SOLAR or visiting allamericansolar.com.
Obi and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Hey, all right. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, so what's on the stand? We've got Shelly of Satellite Beach.
Yep, woo!
Yeah, okay. What's up, Shelly?
Not much. I'm running late for work. So.
Okay, good deal. Love it out there. Lewis of East Orlando.
Yes, sir.
Hey, hey.
Welcome, everybody. Hey, all right, so we got a chance to say good morning to you, too. Why don't your neighbors say good morning to each other?
Good morning, Shelly.
Hey, good morning, Lewis.
Love that. All right, so here's the way the game is played. My beautiful co-host here, Ashley.
Hi.
She has got 3 questions for ya. The questions are not that hard. It's not who's the smartest.
Nope.
It's who's the quickest.
Woo!
Using their sound and having the right answer. That's how you win the showdown, all right?
All right.
Okay, so let's get those buzzer sounds. The sound that you're going to make when you think you've got the right answer. So, ladies first, Shelly, what's going to be your buzzer sound today?
Bailey.
Bailey, who's that and why?
That's my favorite puppy dog.
Oh, yeah? Aww. What breed?
A yellow lab.
Love
okay.
labs.
Yep. Tried and true. All right, Lewis, Eastside Orlando, what's going to be your buzzer sound when you think you're right?
I think I'd go with Captain.
Nice. Any reason why?
Well, naming my cat and naming my favorite liquor.
Oh, Captain. How funny.
Perfect. All right, let's get ready for the O-Town
Showdown. Question number one. Many people have become more familiar with the royal family because of this Netflix series.
Bailey.
Okay, Shelly, what do you have?
Oh, The Crown.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, yeah. I don't know who's skydiving. It sounded like somebody went skydiving there for a second.
We had speaker by chance.
I am. I'm sorry.
Is that better?
There you go. That's a little bit better. So we've got one for Shelly of Satellite Beach. Lewis, you need one to stay in the game.
All right. Question number two. This season of weather starts June 1st.
Summer.
Oh, man. Okay, what you got, Shelly?
Hurricane season.
Exactly.
Hey.
Woo.
Okay, so that's two for Satellite Beach, making Shelly our winner.
Congratulations. Shelly, we're going to hook you up with a $50 gift card to Grills Lakeside Orlando. We love this restaurant. It's actually right across from the station, not too far. We go there for lunch all the time.
Awesome.
Yeah, so congratulations there. Now, Lewis, this is our favorite part, though. Come on in. You and Captain.
Bring it in.
Come on.
No,
air hugs all around.
Come on.
Oh.
Now, Lewis, you done messed up because we're going to keep you for redemption, and we're going to play this again, okay?
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay, right. Fantastic. Guys, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Woo-wee!
K92-3.
Doing the right thing. Doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
All right, it has been a solid week that we've been giving the experience out for Blake Shelton, Frontliners, and all it takes is somebody to nominate this individual.
Yeah, we were talking about it all weekend, too, that it was your last weekend to get in your nomination. So we got to call Kristen this morning, who nominated her son.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear us? It is Obi and Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Kristen, right?
Yes.
Kristen, you jumped on and you had nominated an individual so this way they could have the Blake Shelton experience, right?
Yes, my son.
Yeah, and it turns out that your son works for the Lake Mary Police Department. So why nominate him?
Because he's just a special kid. He's not that cop that goes on the corner of the street to harass people. He really, from little, he was like, I'm going to serve the people. And he does.
And his name's Vito, right?
Young. Yes, he is.
So tell us a little more about Vito.
He went twice to the police academy.
Wow.
Because he missed the state exam, so he was so determined to do this. And even now, when I ask him, like, are you really convinced this is the job? He goes, Mom, I couldn't find a better job.
Wow.
Okay. Well, because of your kind words and because of your actions, moving forward and nominating him, he's going to be one of our winners today.
That's awesome. The only problem is he just came home. He's asleep.
Oh, well, you know what? We'll call him later and we'll give him the good news because he's going to get to bring three people with him to this night out with Blake Shelton. Do you think he'll be excited?
He's going to be so excited.
Aww.
Cool beans. Well, this wouldn't be if it wasn't for you. First of all, being a great mom, being a great parent, and, you know, kind of helping him this whole way. But and then, of course, nominating him. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you guys for choosing him.
All right. Well, thank you again, Kristen, for doing the right thing, nominating your son here. And we are so excited for him to get to have this night out.
Thank you very much.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
It is Obi and Ashley, K92.3. Hope you're enjoying your Monday morning so far. As we've got some great news this whole week, we're going to try to get you into Kane Brown's show. This is going to be a big one on December 3rd. Now, Kane himself, what's great about this show is that, like, Kane has already packed the Amway once.
Yeah, sold it out completely.
Yeah, so, I mean, and, so what's gotten better about Kane Brown, too, is that over the years, because, hold on, let's back it up. Okay, for anybody out there who's dying to be a star, maybe perhaps your kids are like my kids, where they look at everybody on YouTube and that's who they aspire to be. Well, Kane Brown was one of those first artists to ever really, really break the internet, as far as we couldn't ignore him in country music. All of a sudden, now he's one of the biggest stars.
Seriously, I mean, it's crazy. And he's impressive. Like, I feel like, too, very. I'm not even going to lie, I didn't have like super high expectations for him because I hadn't really heard his vocals live in person before his first live show here at the Amway. And I was blown away. I was like, wow. I was like, this guy can sing. Because sometimes, because they come off the internet, I get a little skeptical, right? I'm like, well, can they like really perform? How are they in person? And he is like, he's amazing. He might be quiet during our interviews, and he's definitely gotten better over the years, but he turns it on stage.
Well, and that was going to be my point. My point was going to be is that you take a kid who, you know, was performing for a camera, you know, on his CPU.
Right.
Right. Then you put him on a stage, you pack out an Amway, and now here we are where he's seasoned now. He's gotten a little bit better. So, yes, you're right. When he hits the stage, he is a different person.
Yeah, it's fun on stage. I get to flip the on switch because off stage, I'm, you know, laid back. I don't like big crowds or anything. But when I get on stage, it's those people there just to see me. So it's, I want to give them all I can on stage and leave it all on stage, since they paid and took the time out to come see me.
Wow. You got to respect that.
Yeah. And December 3rd at the Amway. So he is coming back. This is live in person this year. Talk about live shows finally. And we do have your tickets. So here's what you're going to be doing. They don't even go on sale until later in the week. We have them first. You're going to be listening for our Kane Brown cue to call. And side note, if you want a little hint, there is inside the app when those times are going to play the Kane Brown Quick Mix. And it's going to be a montage of songs that you're going to hear. And that's when you'll call. So this right now is not a time to call.
Okay, here. Let me kill the music. Okay?
We're just going to play it for you so you know what to listen for.
This is an example, okay?
Hey, I'm Kane Brown.
Do not call now. Just an example.
Look at that. Caller 9 wins. No, not right now.
That's an example.
But that's pretty in your face.
Yeah,
right?
So you cannot miss that. And that is going to be your time to call. So all week long, throughout the week, there's going to be different hours you're going to hear that. And you can find them in the app. So you get a little heads up there.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
We're on the line with Jessica. I've been fortunate enough to get a little bit of the story. If you can you share the rest with us?
Yeah, hi. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. Why Alan isn't calling me back. If it's just, you know, one of those games guys play again, or whatever it is, I'm trying to figure out why he's not calling me back. Pulling a fast one on me. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if we can give him a call, and we'll try to talk to him first, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes. Would love to speak to Alan, please. Yeah, Alan?
Well, who's calling?
Alan, my name is Obi, and that's Ashley.
Hey, Alan.
So, you've got two of us on the line. That's why you hear two voices, because both of us work for the radio station, K92.3.
Okay, whatever this is, I'm not interested in doing it.
Alan, if you don't mind, we're the morning show, so, like, we're not trying to sell you anything.
No.
Yeah, so you went on a date with a girl, and we're just trying to get you two back together again.
You know, how do you know I went on a date with someone?
Okay, yeah. So obviously this could seem kind of confusing, but Jessica, she said she went out with you recently. Do you remember Jessica?
Yeah, of course I remember Jessica.
Okay, well, she's the one that reached out to us. So I don't want to say she put us up to this, because we actually do this as part of our morning show. However, she did reach out to us to see if we could get a hold of you, because she's been trying.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, why are you not calling her back? I guess that's the thing, is that we want to let her down easy, even if you're not interested at all.
Jessica's really pretty gal. There's no doubt about it, but there was something that just didn't kind of sit well with me that went down on the date, and so I
I guess I'm just kind of trying to do the big fade out here.
Okay, well, that thing that she did on the date is what we're trying to figure out, like, what it was. And she really wants to know, too.
Is this some kind of, like, gossip thing? I mean, is that what this is? Some kind of gossip show?
No, so what's happening is we're even going to offer you guys a gift card so this way you can go back out on another date.
This, for real? This is really what this is about?
Yeah, but honestly, it's coming from Jessica herself, Alan. Like, we didn't just call you out of nowhere. Jessica's the one wanting to know what's going on.
Okay.
What was the thing that I did on the date?
Okay. So, Jessica, you're supposed to wait for us to let you in, but at this point, Alan, that is Jessica on the line, and now we can all talk about this.
Oh, man, this is getting really weird.
Yeah, I'd like to know, what was the weird thing that I did on the date? What are you talking about?
It's the chocolate thing. The candy bar thing that you did.
What is that?
We were having dinner. We were on the patio. I was having beer. She was having wine. And then Jessica pulled out. She had this giant box of world's finest chocolates. And she started walking around and, I mean, honest to God, trying to sell it to people out on the patio. And, like,
oh my gosh, hold on a second.
Normal.
I am the world.
She was, like, high pressure sales, you know, like really putting the pressure on these people.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on. High pressure. Hold on. Okay. So you just said high pressure sales of what again?
Candy bars at the restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You guys, I'm the world's best aunt. I stand behind my nieces and my nephews, and they are fundraising right now. What is wrong with pulling out a little bit of chocolate to sell? It was, you know, the $1 bar of chocolates, it's nothing, and people are there.
Oh,
eating
three
desserts,
fundraising.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly.
But what was going on at dinner with this?
Well, I carry it around with me for any chance that I can get to, you know, to help them out and support them. And sure, like, I asked a couple of people, like, it's not a big deal.
No, it was not. It was not a couple of people. It was literally every table who came out. I could hear her, you know, and it wasn't just like, hey, you want to support my niece and nephew or whatever. It was, oh, come on. You know, you're going to have dessert. You're going to spend $12 on a frozen piece of whatever. And why not just spend a dollar on this? It just felt like she was trying to do two things. Didn't seem like I was the priority.
So wait, so Jessica, you were selling these candy bars in the patio?
I mean, it wasn't my intention to go on the date and do that, but I mean, sure, there was an opportunity, and I thought, why not just ask a couple people? Like I said, I take pride in my nieces and nephews. Bradley right now is trying to fundraise for a trip that he wants to go on, and I want to be there to support him. I don't think that's that big of a deal.
So I'm an aunt too, and I totally feel you on wanting to, like, always be the cool aunt and support him, but I don't know that on a first date like that, I can appreciate your efforts. But can you imagine if somebody got up during your date with them and they were, like, trying to go solicit at different tables?
I mean,
I saw the problem.
The problem is that there's people out here having dinner, ordering numerous desserts. I mean, more than just one or two or three. And they're previously frozen. They're expensive. This is a dollar chocolate bar. If anything, the problem is they're spending way too much money on that when they could be helping a child.
Wow.
Yeah, but there is a time. I think this is one of those time and place situations for sure.
Alan, no shot at a second one. Maybe we leave the box of world's finest at home.
The chocolate thing just got under my skin a little too far, I think. Jessica, wow. I think you're a nice person. Seems like you're a great aunt. But I've moved on, and I wish you the best of luck.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Jessica, you do seem like a great aunt, but I'm sorry we couldn't help here.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
That wraps up another episode of Obie and Ashley in the Morning. And we really want to thank you again for making us Orlando's number one most podcasted morning show. I mean, that means so much to us. And we would be ridiculously silly to not give you the credit for putting us in that spot. Again, you want to find my partner in crime here, Ashley?
You can find me on Instagram at Ashley Stegbauer.
And feel free to find me anywhere you can search Obie Diaz. And don't forget, we also have an unfiltered version of the podcast, too. All right. Well, you be blessed, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Hoodie-hoo!